This is Apollo 11 interview number 21 with Dr. Wernher von Braun. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. Astronauts Armstrong and Aldrin are scheduled to place man's first footprints on the lunar surface, while their companion, Mike Collins, remains behind in orbit around the moon. Of the many hundreds of elements coming together to make the Apollo 11 mission possible, one is located in Huntsville, Alabama, at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, where the mighty Saturn rockets were conceived and developed. At Marshall, the center director, Dr. Wernher von Braun, recently had these thoughts concerning man's first lunar landing attempt.
Well, Apollo 11, our first attempt to land on the lunar surface, is of course the climax of many years of determined efforts. We decided pretty early in the Apollo program to tackle the final Apollo lunar landing mission piecemeal. We tackled it about like a mountaineer would tackle a never-climbed mountain, rather than going up there in one sweep all the way from the valley to the peak. He would set up base camps at various elevations and make the final assault to the summit from the highest base camp. Apollo 10, our recent flight with the LEM into lunar orbit, was the highest base camp that we could ever hope to establish short of lunar landing, so we feel we are in every respect ready to go.
The Saturn V rocket itself, the product of years of unmanned and finally manned flight tests, has enjoyed a tremendously successful batting average to date. We asked Dr. von Braun to outline what has contributed to this success.
Well, rocketry used to be pretty much a trial and error art in the early days. One designed a rocket as best as one knew how to do it, and then one put it on the launch pad and put fire on the tailpipe and hoped for the best. In the meantime, we have learned a great deal about the environmental conditions that various parts in a rocket can expect in flight. And we now concentrate on predicting these environmental conditions with the highest possible accuracy, and then subject all these parts to a very torturous quality control and a qualification program so that we really know what these parts can take. If we've done our homework well, everything will come out right. And as the past story of the Saturns in the Apollo program has indicated, this seems to be the right track.
Director of the Marshall Space Flight Center, Dr. Wernher von Braun. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from the Kennedy Space Center, where Apollo 11 will begin its historic journey. This is Willard Scott speaking.